Are you ready to crack open consciousness, explore your soul's essence, fully step into your divine authenticity, and heal your soul wounds? Then grab a snack, grab a drink, and let's dive deep, y'all.
Welcome to the Awakening with Alex podcast. It is your favorite spiritual psychology practitioner and trauma coach, Alex, here with the Awakening with Alex podcast. And y'all, we've got a fire episode. I cannot wait to rip back consciousness and just dive deep, y'all, because this particular topic, I actually had a different topic on schedule for today's episode, but consciousness was really guiding me to dive deep into this particular topic. And given the state of affairs of the world, if you're watching this live, this is being recorded in May of 2023, where the whole world feels and seems like it's burning down and on fire, and oh, golly, I don't know where to turn next. And, you know, if you're staying in the human, you know, kind of 3D world anyways, that might be your viewpoint. And, you know, I really, truly, in my heart of hearts, believe that those who are going to make it through all of what's happening right now are those who have the mindset that I'm going to talk about today. Whereas, that's why I feel the episode was appropriately titled, because it's, in my opinion, true. Just in my own journey of my creating a growth mindset, when trials and tribulations have come across my way, and it really was my mindset. And that's the thing that has been able to be my greatest teacher, guide, quantum leap assistant, is been my mindset around things. When problems come up, being willing to step back and take a look at things from another angle, being so committed to whatever the goal is, and knowing that in the truth of it all, something in this situation, you know, I'll give an example. One of the things that I was calling in was my success, right? And this was some years ago. And at the time, right when I first got out of the military, I was also on disability. Mind you, I was medically retired out of the Navy for injury. And so it's not surprising that I was also on disability when I first got out. But as I was getting ready to transition off, I was really in this kind of tug of war kind of struggle, right? This, do I want to succeed and essentially risk coming off the disability, right? That cushion, that little safety net, if you will. But the problem was, in order to keep the safety net, I had to play small and I couldn't step into my success, into my goal, into my calling, into my next phase. But if I willingly was like, okay, I am doing better, I am, you know, ready for this next phase and to get back into the workforce, if you will, even though I was working for myself, not really working for someone else, but you get the point, right? Really actually, you know, putting forth the effort to make the money. And simultaneously, as I was getting into that flow state, I got my, you know, whole thing with my reevaluation and all of this. And needless to say, I did not meet criteria to me, quote unquote, disabled anymore. And at first, it was really kind of like jarring, because it was like, oh my gosh, this safety net that I've had is now gone, if you will, right? Maybe someone might have equated to being fired, if you will, something that you thought was a guarantee that you felt was going to be consistent, at least to kind of get you through, to give you your bare basics, right? Give you something to at least cover some of the bills, or, you know, whatever that might look like for you, right? When something rapidly changes or shifts or whatever that looks like for you, even if it's scary at first, even if it's something that deals with your foundations, your safety, your home, your shelter, your essentials for survival kind of a thing, which those types of things tend to rock us the most, because of course that is our survival, you know? It's the core things we need to survive. But it's interesting, because when we step back and allow our growth mindset to take over, We give ourselves the opportunity to make those quantum leaps. When we step back and, you know, I mean, I could have freaked out. And of course, I could have appealed. And I mean, all of these different things. But, you know, I didn't even bother. I didn't even waste my energy with it because I already knew this was my little push. I was scared. I was kind of doing this little tap dance. Do I want to? Do I not do it? You know, kind of a thing. And it was like, yes, babe, the time is now. Let's go. Here we go. And now we're moving, kind of a thing, right? And the universe was just like, and here's the push. And now we're in motion. And boom, now we're in flow state. Great job, everybody. Bravo, bravo, right? And it's kind of like, that's what got me today was, you know, where is our mind at? Humanity is in this moment right now. Mass awakening. So if you're watching this like later on, you're not watching this live time after this, you know, when this releases, to kind of give you a historical timeline of events, the Durham report just recently dropped, like within the last couple of days. And so everybody is waking up. Everybody is like, oh, wow. So I guess President Trump wasn't lying when he said all the things, right? And, you know, and this could also be it too, where it's maybe you're one of those people, and I've been on the wrong side of things too. So this is also coming from experience because this was me. I was on the wrong side of things. And that was actually what made me really want to start digging into information when I came across stuff and not just emotionally respond and like post and like repost without even actually fact checking my own fact check, not the, you know, fake book fact checkers, but my own fact checking, my own research off of Google's and Apple's pages and all that stuff, right? Where it's all censored and, you know, skewed search results. When I did my own research, it's because I burned myself through my own lack of research and I was humiliated. And maybe that's you right now, or maybe you just lost a job, or maybe you just lost a source of income, or I don't know, something else that's really big maybe is going on in your life. But what I can say is even when things have happened, whether I was humiliated, I was in fear, I was going into survival mode, whatever that might look like, the greatest victory has always come when I was able to step back and allow God, source, universe, divine, whatever you call your higher power, allowing them to flow in and through you, to guide you, and even having those hard talks, man, y'all, I can't even tell you how many times I have argued with the divine. Y'all were getting like downloads of like, okay, here's the plan, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, no, no. I don't want to do that. And I mean, one of the big ones was when the downloads I got about moving to Texas, it was like, okay, you're getting out of the military. You're going to be going to Georgetown, Texas next September and blah, blah, blah. I was like, what? Absolutely not. Mind you, I was in San Diego, California at the time in a horrendous custody battle, still with CPS heavily involved in my case with my ex-husband and a whole thing, right? And I was supposed to be staying active duty military, not getting out. So that was a whole thing. But you know what? As I was downloaded the following September, I was in fact driving to Georgetown, Texas, and, you know, or to Texas, the state of Texas, eventually in Georgetown, Texas before the end of September. And wouldn't you know it, everything worked out as it has. And it's because I said yes. It's because I said yes to an alternative perspective of the situation that I wanted to see it from, that I wanted to control this, that I wanted to have the perspective of. When I lost my disability, I thankfully already had the awareness where I actually didn't dig in. I mean, a little bit like kind of like emotionally like, oh, you know, but it was like instantaneous. You already know what Like it was just, it immediately came to me, right? The download came in. Well, here's your push. Boom, there you go. You said you're ready to grow. Let's do this. It is time. It is your time to grow. And it, you know, it is because how selfish of it of us that we have these gifts that we don't share with others, whether you are meant to monetize and do it as a living like me. But there's always things that I do that I serve and not intentionally. It's just as the divine moves and flows in and through me, people I randomly meet. I never charge people for that kind of stuff, you know, where I have an opportunity to bless and give and share my gifts with other random people that I'll maybe never, you know, see again, or, you know, and that's okay. The blessing was to be had right there and then, you know, and even if you're not meant to monetize, being able to allow that to flow in and through you as it is meant to share in a non-monetizing way, maybe that's your gift, right? You know, it doesn't, you know, we're all not here as a cookie cutter, right? We're not supposed to be. We're all uniquely made in our beautifully, divinely crafted selves for our gifts and our mission here in this incarnation. And that is the most beautiful thing we can do is express ourselves in that uniqueness. You figure we are spiritual beings having a human experience. When we allow the divine to flow in and through us in our unique expressions, that could mean we're having some catalyst moments that are terrifying. And you're like, whoa, I wasn't ready for that. But the universe is like, but you really were. And you know, down in your heart of hearts, if you were to sit there and look at yourself square the face in the mirror, you know, you would be ready too. You're just scared, and that's okay. You're just scared for these shifts. You're scared for these moves. You're scared for these changes, whatever that's looking like for you right now. I want to encourage you. If you are hearing this message today, it is meant for, ooh, my heart just lit up. Yeah. If you are hearing my voice today, it is meant for you to hear this message. And that is to allow the divine to flow in and through you, guide you. Even if at first it's terrifying or you're like me in the past, digging your heels and you're like, no. But you know, down in your heart, it's what you're being divinely guided to do. And even if your human self, our fleshly selves, want to be a little scared, maybe even buck back a little bit, I want to encourage you to go outside, get your feet in the dirt, get the sun on your face, take a deep breath and allow your body to ground into the earth. And know that you are so worthy of your gift, of your calling, of your mission, of whatever it is you're called here to do, of love to all, harm to none. Whatever your mission is in this incarnation, you are so worthy to live it out. You are so worthy to step into that power. And I know it might be scary. Goodness gracious, do I know. I've had many a times, many a things that have happened. And I can tell you this from numerous things that have happened in my life that were very big. And honestly, a lot of people thought I was crazy. I'm pretty sure everyone around me thought I was crazy. I'm not gonna lie. Definitely most people, if not all, thought I was crazy. And that's okay. Because it wasn't for our 3D human selves to understand, even myself. But the blessings have been extravagant nonetheless. Because I was willing to step into that frame of mind of, okay, well, God, lead me. My submission is into your hands. My heart is fully there and I surrender. Lead me and I shall follow. Guide me into the light and I will be there as the beacon, as the light bearer for others who are also walking in the dark. But maybe they're not sure how to ask, where to ask, or even that they can ask from help, for help, from the divine, from God, from our angels, source, universe, spirit, whatever it is that you call the higher power you work with. Allowing your divine to lead you, to guide you. For love to all and harm to none, into the path of the calling that you were brought here to do. It can be scary, but humanity is shifting, and we need all hands on deck of all you beautiful light workers, all of you other light bearers, people who are shining the light in the dark. in your own unique capacity. Maybe you're a nurse or an accountant, or you're an entrepreneur, or maybe you're a seamstress or an artist. Maybe you're a cashier. It doesn't matter what these human titles we put on ourselves. It matters what's in your heart. It matters if you bring that love and that compassion. Something simple to help people awaken. My favorite, honestly, oh my goodness. My kids know all about the politics. My older two, right? Like, you know, they know all about the coup d'etat. They know about President Trump and Pedo Joe is how he's known in the house. Yes, that is pedo as in pedophile Joe. Pedo Joe. That's what my kids call him too. Whenever things happen, like we get groceries or, you know, whatever, right? And I know that there's people around us. I will always say something to the extent of like, wow, feels like, you know, every week that I come to get groceries, I'm spending more and more. Thanks, Joe Biden. This is your America or something like that, right? Something that is, even if people like disagree with you, you're dropping these little seeds, these little, you're just dropping the little bits, right? Because then other people around you might have another experience, or they might hear something on TV or the, you know, radio or something, or they might see a billboard or something that also aligns with, you know, Joe Biden destroying America, right? And so little things like this can be such an amazing tool to help people awaken. And the same goes for us and ourselves when we are in these moments where we're having to shift things. I used to have this alarm system, right, set up on my phone, like a series of alarms. I used to have this series of alarms set up on my phone where you can put in the title of the alarm, and the titles would be like these positive affirmations. And it would be where I would be reminded of these things that I was working on that day or that week, whatever that might look like for me. And I would be consistently reminded of them. And it would be these dropping these little seeds of these things that I was trying to correct within myself. And, you know, really coming out of these deep, dark spaces, but it was all these little gentle reminders, just dropping in little hints, little seeds here and there, planting them, right? And it was so powerful. And it is such a powerful tool for us when we are trying to shift little things. So if you are on that struggle right now and you're like, oh my gosh, Alex, I don't even know what to even shift or how to do that, right? I want you to think of something that's tangible for you to actually believe in, something that is tangible for you to actually take hold, whatever that might look like for you, right? And I want you to write it down. It makes it a little easier to remember. And you can say that to yourself, especially every time that you're doubting it, or put it as a calendar reminder or as an alarm, different things like that that will pop up throughout the day on your phone that will help actively remind you of what it is that you are trying to work through and reframe. So with that, my friends, we are coming to a close with today's episode. I pray that this has helped you, that this has reached the exact heartstrings it was meant to reach, and that you are positively impacted by today's message. Now go be great, my loves.
Don't forget to join our monthly membership community where we crack open the soul and dive in and establish our wealth consciousness. We go deep into conscious parenting and how to really elevate our soul's wealth and prosperity. We have monthly coaching calls, freebies that are specific to our membership. You guys get first drop on all the information and upcoming programs, free content every single month, among other perks of being part of the community. Don't forget to also sign up for our notification when our next group program launches. And I cannot wait to connect with y'all over in our community. Take care, y'all.